Storm Sex by Captain J. We recently had a weather event. Meteorologists called it an atmospheric river. Those of us along the northwest coast call it the Pineapple Express. The basic result is high winds and a massive amount of moisture. Power outages and flooding will normally occur. My wife gets very anxious during these storms. Sometimes property damage occurs and people get hurt or die, and just worry something bad will happen. On this particular night, we both got home early and had dinner and went to bed early. Our house is in a place that takes the wind and rain directly. It makes it difficult to get any sleep, so we turned the covers down and got under the covers. "I'm scared," came from her lips as she lay in a half-fetal position with her back toward me. I rolled over to face her and started running my fingers through her hair. I continued with that for a time, then rubbed her neck. The rain and wind pelted the bedroom window as I moved my hand to her shoulder. Every once in a while, you could hear a small limb hit the house as I moved to her back, caressing her shoulder blades and lowering towards her buttocks, then back up again. The noise coming from outside, some of them strange sounds, made it hard to distinguish sounds coming from inside. But I swore I thought I heard a soft moan. Not sure, so I continued and repeated my previous actions. I was right. I heard another moan, louder this time, as her ass pushed into me, like she wanted to spoon with me. My hands were now rubbing her arm down to her fingers, then jump up to her hip and down her legs as far as reach. On the way back up, I squeezed her ass cheek, in which she responded by pushing back into my manhood, which was increasing in size. About this time, the neighbor's garage can lid hit the house. At least, I think that's what it was. Whatever it was, I had her going enough that she never even heard it. The hand I was touching a few moments before was now reaching back and touching my hip. A finger moved down into the space between us and touched now raging hard on, flicking that little triangle under the hood. I've learned over the 30-plus years that I've been married to her, at this point, I'm going to get to be a very lucky man. My hand now went to her near breast and nipple, then down to the farther one and back again. Her moans were getting louder and she was now grabbing my cock, stroking it hard. With that, I pushed into her as if I was humping her, with my work on her titties doing the job. Fuck, came from her lips. Then, that feels so fucking good. Her hand released and she was now bucking into me. Then her top leg moved up and over the top of mine, spreading her legs. My rigid cock fell into the space and she worked that for a little bit. Because I'm not that long and we're a bit overweight, I could not fuck her. But she was able to stimulate her clitoris to a small degree, still playing with her tits. I asked, "Do you like that cock?" "Oh yes, I love that cock, but I want your fingers in my pussy. Rub that clit." She moved a little more on her back to allow me better access. I could even suck on one of her nipples. The dirty talk continued. "Fuck. Rub my clit. Fuck. Fuck. Rub it harder." I knew she was getting close. Now rubbing at the feverish pace and licking that nipple at the same speed. Then it happened. Her legs clamped and she started shaking while trying to get the fucks out of her mouth. It's really so very hot. The whole time up to this point, we were very nicely snuggled under the covers. Now with her orgasm complete, she threw the covers back, climbed onto her hand and knees, and said, "Fuck me and do it hard." With as wet as she was, I had no problem finding that love hole. Now it was my turn to talk that sexy talk we all like. Oh yeah, baby, that's nice, tight pussy. I'm fucking that cunt and I'm gonna fill you up. You like that cock in you, don't you? She answered with me, yes, baby, give me that cock. Fuck me hard, as she gasped for air. I was so horny it only took a few more thrusts and I unloaded, pounding into her the whole time. We finished, and I took one of the washcloths we have stashed under the pillows, wiped my soaked cock off, and placed it over the hole that I had just left as she rolled back over. We then snuggled back under the covers and listened to the storm raging outside. While basking in the afterglow of our marriage sex, we soon drifted off into the light sleep, waking every so often when we heard a gust of wind and rain hit the house. Compared to the bliss we had just experienced, the storm was much easier for her to deal with. I, for one, can't wait for the next one. Pineapple Express!